Informed Dissent, the intersection of healthcare and politics, with Dr. Jeff Barkey, board-certified primary care physician, and Dr. Mark McDonald, board-certified child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist.
Universal vaccinations? Booster shots? No outpatient treatment that works? This is Dr. Mark McDonald and Dr. Jeff Barkey. Jeff, what is going on?
You know, Mark, great to be with you again. The insanity continues. We are literally living in the Truman Show right now, and every day is a new adventure of tyranny, disinformation, and craziness. It's crazy out there. I may need to come see you because it's so crazy out there. I think I'm turning crazy. I mean, that's the reality. You know, Mark, let me tell you a quick story. Just yesterday, maybe it was the day before, I've got a husband and wife, both are pretty ill with COVID, and they called me, patients, and there's a variety of protocols, multi-drug treatments that are out there. You and I share some of these C19 chat groups where best practices are shared and protocols have been developed. So I called the pharmacy, and you know, I'm gonna tell you what pharmacy. Because I think it's criminal what they're doing. Called three pharmacies: Rite Aid, Save-On, and Walgreens. All three to get my patients product. And by the way, I asked my patients. I said, I want to put you on some ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and I want you to call around and find pharmacies that have it because many of them are out of it. And they came back with these numbers for Rite Aid, Save-On, and Walgreens, and I called each one, talked to a pharmacist, prescribed the medication, and the pharmacist says, oh, whoa, what are you prescribing this for? I said, well, I have two patients that are ill with COVID, and I'm using a multi-drug cocktail to help them get better. And they said, oh, doc, I'm sorry, let me stop you right there. I'm not going to be able to dispense these products. I said, I don't understand. Why aren't you going to be able to dispense these safe products that's been around for 50 years with proven efficacy? They said, well, I'm just sorry, they're not FDA approved for that. Not FDA approved? Well, since when does that matter? Aren't I legally allowed to use medications off-label? Isn't it true that about 30% of every prescription prescribed by doctors are used for off-label purposes? Well, yeah, but these medications are different. Well, why are they different? Well, you know, the FDA says that they don't work and this, that, and the other. I said, so now you're going to treat my patient. May I give you my patient's phone number since you're now coming in between me and the patient, and you go ahead and call the patient and let them know how you think it's best to treat them. Oh, no, doc, I'm sorry. You know, I can't do that. That's not my job. You're right, it's not your job. It's my job, and you're interfering. Are you going to be responsible if this patient ends up in the hospital or worse, dies, because you're refusing to dispense a medication that I know is effective, and at worst, it will cause no harm? Well, listen, these drugs can harm people. Really, which one? Well, you know, hydroxychloroquine can cause some problems. How long have you been a pharmacist for? Well, I've been doing this for 25 years. Well, let me ask you this. In your 25 years experience as a pharmacist, have you ever seen one patient injured by hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin? Well, no. No. I thought you said these are harmful medications. And finally, I said, can I speak to your supervisor? This is ridiculous. Well, I am the supervisor. And I'm sorry, I just can't do this. This is store policy, so I apologize. Click, and hung up on me. This is the state of healthcare in the United States of America, not the Soviet Union, not Venezuela, not Cuba, not communist China, in the United States of America, where physicians are not allowed to prescribe a safe, effective, proven medication that's been around for 50 to 75 years, with a proven safety record. You know how safe ivermectin is? And I looked it up because I heard this, but I didn't believe it. Ivermectin is listed as one of the important, effective and safe medications on the World Health Organization list of medications. That's how safe this stuff is. But no, Rite Aid, Save-On, and Walgreens knows better. If you can't tell I'm angry, I'm pissed. I'm more than angry because it's hard for me now to take care of patients because pharmacists are refusing to dispense. And now there's workarounds. And you and I, Mark, have heard and I've read about patients even now going to feed stores and getting animal versions of ivermectin because Save-On, Walgreens, and Rite Aid refuses to dispense safe human medication, and that's what's going on. So I apologize for my rant, but I'm pissed because my ability to treat my patients is being directly interfered by bureaucrats and those that have no knowledge or experience and should not be standing between me and my patient.
Jeff, I'm going to have to stop you right there. I mean, I definitely respect your passion, but I really think you're putting out some medical misinformation in what you just said. I mean, I've heard, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard that ivermectin is a horse drug and it's used for vets. Is that not correct?
Ivermectin is a chemical. It's a molecule. It doesn't know into which animal it's being put. And it's a wonderful drug that has multi-use. Listen, it's been studied over the years and has antiviral properties. And yeah, of course, it works also against parasitic infections in animals, horses and cows and so forth. But it's a wonderful product. I've put, you know, I don't know how many, 50, hundreds of patients on it. And most tolerate it really, really well. I think it would be hard to hurt somebody with ivermectin if you wanted to. Same with hydroxychloroquine. And, you know, listen, I told this pharmacist, it would be easier for me to write a prescription and have you dispense OxyContin or Vicodin or fentanyl or morphine or any of a whole host of opioids that causes thousands and thousands of deaths every year. Aspirin, Tylenol are more dangerous than ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Don't believe me. If you're listening now, do me a favor. Don't hit the pause button, but take out your phone and Google aspirin deaths in the U.S., you know, pick your date, 2020, 2021, and you'll see literally every single year there's hundreds, if not thousands of deaths due to aspirin overdose, bleeding, anaphylaxis, same thing with Tylenol and so forth. And now do the same with ivermectin. Number of deaths in the United States as a result of ivermectin, you'll get zero, maybe one from some crazy person that overdosed on horse ivermectin, which is really hard to do unless you're an idiot. These medications are safe and effective, and we're being prevented from properly treating patients because of the propaganda. The propaganda is killing people, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Did you see, Jeff, the recent Twitter tweet that came out from none other than our United States FDA with a picture of a horse and a cow and a person wearing a mask with the little meme underneath it that said, "Hey, come on, America. You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Just stop it. Ivermectin. Do not use it." Did you see that?
I saw that, and I scrolled down immediately looking for the Babylon Bee symbol, thinking this must be Babylon Bee. And I was hesitant. I was tempted to tweet back something like, "Dear FDA, you are a political organization. Stop giving out medical advice," because that's literally what they have become. And it's really unfortunate. The FDA, the CDC, even the World Health Organization used to be respectable and respected healthcare organizations that people would look at, and now they become literally a joke. People look at that now and they don't know who to believe. They don't know what to believe. The CDC has changed their mind so many times. Dr. Fauci, one mask, two masks, three masks work, masks don't work. Over and over again, there's mass misinformation going on. This more than a pandemic of SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID-19, more than a pandemic of SARS-CoV-2, it's a pandemic of misinformation. That's what it is. And it's a pandemic of government-induced phobia and fear and media-induced phobia and fear. And the media and these unelected bureaucrats are causing as much harm, if not more harm, than the virus, for sure.
Well, don't drag the media into this, Jeff. I mean, they're just doing the best they can. I mean, you heard Don Lemon just the other night. He said that we're not horses or cows, and we've got to get off of these feedlots and taking these horse drugs. I mean, he told me that on his broadcast, and he is part of the media that I know and respect.
Yeah, that's being very zoophobic, I think, of him. It's just not right to not give horses their due praise. And, you know, listen, I think personal freedom is so important, and in such short supply right now, it's very, very scary what's going on. The silver lining, in part, is that there are many people that are waking up to the tyranny, and they're protesting, and they're standing up, thank goodness, and I hope they continue to do so peacefully, to protest against government mandates and unelected bureaucrats and the tyranny that's coming in our state from Sacramento. And I hope they continue to share their voice and to protest and to say, no, that's the only way we're going to get through this. If enough people just say, no, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. I'm just not going to listen to you. Now, the good news is I posted this on my Facebook site, my interaction with Walgreens and Save-On. And I've had a couple pharmacists that saw that and reached out to me through my website and said, Barkey, I agree with you. The treatment that you're doing makes perfect sense to me, and I'm here for you if you need ivermectin hydroxychloroquine for your patients. And they're not local to me, but they'll ship overnight and get these medications to patients. There are some pharmacists that understand their responsibility is not to be a blockade between patient and doctor. Listen, pharmacists do great work. I mean, I don't know about you, but from time to time, I don't remember a drug somebody's on and I prescribe something that interacts and the pharmacist says, are you aware that this patient is on drug X and you prescribe drug Y and there may be this interaction? Thank you. No, I didn't realize that. Let's choose something different. Or did you really mean 10 milligrams? Didn't you mean 10 milligrams, not 100 milligrams? I mean, there's a role for the pharmacist and an important role, but it isn't to challenge a doctor on basic tenets of the doctor-patient relationship and treatment algorithms, especially as it relates to very safe medications. They're directly harming patients as a result of their ignorance and their I don't even know what the word is. I'm just so frustrated by this whole system.
You're bringing up a really good point that we've brought up before in different arenas, and I think it bears repeating. Action steps that you can take out there, our listeners, is to support the businesses and the physicians that support your choice and your freedom. So if you have a pharmacy, if you're a physician or if you're a patient, if you know of a pharmacy that is actually supporting doctors' autonomy to provide medical decisions and medications for their patients, choose that pharmacy. Do not go to the one that refuses to support your doctor.
Oh, 100%.
And I'll name names too. I have a pharmacy that is virtual, that is now in Northern California, Southern California, I believe 13 other parts of the country. It's growing rapidly. It's all delivered to your door, and you order the drugs on an app, and you can track it. It's like a little Amazon, except it's not Amazon because it has a soul. This pharmacy is called Alto Pharmacy, A-L-T-O. You can look them up on Android or iPad, or sorry, Apple products, and you can download the little app, and you can set up an account if you're a patient. And if you're a doctor, you can just choose Alto in your electronic scripts, and you can send the prescriptions there. And I can tell you, not one time in the last year and a half has Alto refused to fill a prescription for any of my patients for hydroxychloroquine or for ivermectin.
That's great.
None.
That's
Zero.
Great. There's another pharmacy that I started using almost exclusively now, but unfortunately, they're only in Southern California. So if you're listening in Southern California, you might consider this. And next time you need a prescription, have your doctor use this pharmacy as well. It's called NowRx. They're only a delivery pharmacy. They don't have brick and mortar. And most importantly, my experience with NowRx, wonderful customer service. How often have I been on the phone on hold for 5 or 8 or 10 minutes waiting for a pharmacist? You in NowRx, you call. If you want to call, you can prescribe electronically. The first prompt is, if this is a doctor, press 1. and you press one, and immediately somebody answers the phone, and it's usually a pharmacist. Customer service is completely gone in most large retail pharmacies, unfortunately. So
it's like the DMV.
Yeah, it's like the DMV, and I agree with you, Mark. It's time to support those that support you. It's like, why would you want to go to a store that hates you? Literally, they hate your values and they hate what you stand for. They may have great coffee, but they hate you. Stop going to places that hate you. Stop using pharmacies that refuse to dispense safe medications and are interfering with the doctor-patient relationship. Stop doing it, especially when we have good alternatives. You know, speaking of ivermectin, by the way, there's a wonderful
article. What's going on with ivermectin, Jeff? Because I've heard that there's some really amazing and impressive research publications just came out showing the efficacy of this as a form of therapeutic treatment.
Absolutely. There's a wonderful article, and one of the lead authors is somebody that you and I know very well, and that's Peter McCullough. He's one of the most published physicians in the country, and the title of the article says it all. Ivermectin, a multifaceted drug of Nobel Prize honored distinction with indicated efficacy against a new global scourge, COVID-19. And it goes on and describes the studies that were done, the meta-analysis that were done, and the efficacy, which is impressive. But here's what's happening, even in our medical journals, and we know, because I've heard Dr. McCullough talk about these and others, many of the medical journals, if not all of them, are refusing to publish articles, research articles, that don't come to the conclusion that they want. There's a bureaucratic process to get a research article published, and you have to go through the gauntlet barrier of the editors of these medical journals. And too often, if they don't like the conclusion of your article, they won't even review it to give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down in their peer-reviewed journal. So there's a blockade. It's like the mainstream media, some of these ideas that we're speaking about now, you'll never hear on CNN or MSNBC or any of the other mainstream channels because they don't like the message because it goes against their narrative. Same thing with almost every major publication, medical journal, New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, The Lancet, which is out of the UK, etc. If they don't like what you're getting to, they won't even give your research article a once-over and allow it to be peer-reviewed to determine whether they can go into your journal. So what authors are now doing and researchers are now doing, they're coming out with what's known as a preprint. So it's basically a summary of their research that has been submitted but not allowed to even be peer-reviewed. And that's what's going on now in the medical world. So this article by Dr. McCullough and others describes in clear language the wonderful benefits of ivermectin. It's been around for many, many years. We've known about the antiviral properties of it. It's incredibly safe, and if used properly, especially as part of a multi-drug treatment regimen, it can make a difference. But most importantly, even if you're skeptical, it won't harm you. It would be hard to harm somebody if you wanted to with ivermectin. It's that safe of a drug. Same thing with hydroxychloroquine. As a matter of fact, hydroxychloroquine is so safe, it's one of the very, very few medications that have FDA approval to be used in a breastfeeding woman or during pregnancy. That's how safe hydroxychloroquine is. So this nonsense that we're killing people by using ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and other repurposed medications is just complete garbage. And as a result of the propaganda is killing people unnecessarily. If you end up in the hospital because a pharmacy or a doctor is too afraid to use some of these repurposed medications with some of these protocols that are clearly available to them, you have no one to blame but the media, the government, and the Nazi propaganda that's coming out of many of these healthcare organizations. Yep, I said it. You know, and I'm a Jew, right? And I don't like people throwing around Nazi references, but, you know, Goebbels, the propagandist for the Nazi organization, you know, he said it's really easy to control people. You start by fear. You create fear. And when people are scared, they'll follow almost anything and they'll beg you to help them and to just give them a little bit more of the rope that you're going to hang yourself with. And unfortunately, that's exactly what's happening in the United States of America today. And I'm very sad to say that.
And when you create a crisis, Jeff, then you are the orchestrator of the response to it. And if you orchestrate the response, then you control what is the correct and what is the incorrect response. And the dissenting opinion, or even the questioning or challenging opinion, is then labeled traitorous, is then labeled conspiratorial. And then from that point on, you can cancel that dissenting voice. And so the information doesn't get out. This is not a competitive market. This is not a best idea rises to the top like cream. Not at all. It is entirely top down, it's entirely controlled, and it has nothing, nothing whatsoever to do with health. In my understanding from the article, the Dr. McCullough article as well, is that these therapeutics like ivermectin, which, as you said, are entirely safe, safer than aspirin, have even added benefits over the therapeutic, which used to be called the vaccine or the experimental vaccine, which has proven to be nothing of the sort. It is only a therapeutic, and it is not safe. This drug, ivermectin, actually prevents the resistance to treatment when you use it in patients against this virus, because it covers all of the different variants. It hits every single piece, every single what's called an epitope or a protein marker on every single mutation, which means that if you take ivermectin, you're not inducing or producing vaccine resistance. This stupid and frightening slogan, which is literally propaganda that we've been hearing the last 3 weeks, that we're in a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, if all the unvaccinated were taking ivermectin, I guarantee you the mutations would be 100% in the vaccinated population.
100%.
Because every time you get one of these vaccines, you are inducing mutations and new variants, and you're keeping the ball rolling. If you were to take ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, these other drugs, we would be wiping this thing out in under 30 days.
Absolutely. You know, here's the analogy, the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Everybody that's listening will understand this analogy because it's very easy to explain. You know, you've heard criticism of the medical industry in the past for the overuse of antibiotics. If you have a sniffle, we throw a Z-Pak at you or something of that sort, and we're criticized, and probably rightfully so, for just prescribing antibiotics for everything rather than allowing somebody's immune system to fight off common conditions. And as a result of that, as a result of the overuse of antibiotics, we create resistant strains of bacteria. That's the criticism. Probably one of the most common ones that everybody's aware of is a bacteria called MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. And methicillin-resistant, meaning it's resistant to some common antibiotics that otherwise we used to be able to treat. And that's directly as a result of overuse of antibiotics. The antibiotics stimulate the bacteria to create resistance. They're smart little guys. Same thing with viruses. If you stimulate the virus with therapeutics, if you mass vaccinate an entire population in the middle of a pandemic, it's the equivalent of overuse of antibiotics. And those viruses then figure out a way around that vaccine or that therapeutic, if you will. And the problem with this vaccine is it's very, very narrow in focus. So it's creating an antibody to the narrowest part of the virus, the spike protein. And it's only an antibody against the spike protein, not any of the other aspects of the virus. And as a result, it's quite easy for the virus to wiggle its genetics, to alter its genetics away from this spike protein antibody. When you're infected with SARS-CoV-2, with actually COVID-19, your body sees the entirety of the virus, not just the spike protein, but the whole damn thing. And your powerful immune system creates a whole wide array of antibodies and solutions to this virus. It kicks the virus, but it doesn't create mutants. It doesn't create variants naturally. We're creating these variants by the overuse of these therapeutics known as the vaccines, if you will. So it's pure propaganda to say it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And I mean, here's a paper. Of course, it's a preprint because nobody actually wants to put it in their journal. This is also by Dr. McCullough. Here's the title. Fully vaccinated healthcare workers carry 251 times the viral load, pose threat to the unvaccinated patients and coworkers. What this means is when you're vaccinated with this therapeutic, you have antibodies against a spike protein. So if you get infected, and we're seeing tons of vaccinated people get infected, if you get infected and you're vaccinated, often is the case that your body now has a much higher viral load. Why? Because your body is seeing some of these spike protein antibodies, and the immune system is saying, oh, we got this. We got these spike protein antibodies. We're good. And it doesn't mount the full antibody response. And as a result, your body now, the virus now, can much easily replicate inside of you. And that's what Dr. McCullough was getting at. It's that vaccinated people, when they get infected, have a much higher viral load, and they're able to spread that virus now to other people, either other vaccinated people or other people that are unvaccinated. That's the reality of this virus, and I'm not anti-vax, the reality of the vaccine. I'm not anti-vax. You want to get the vax, go get the vax.
Are you suggesting, Jeff, you suggesting that people that have been vaccinated could actually be the super spreaders?
They actually are. It seems to be the case. What we've seen multiple cases now that it's been studied shortly following a vaccine instituted in various places, that there's an immediate rise in cases of COVID. And I think it may actually be because even though the vaccines seem to work to reduce symptoms, they don't seem to work to reduce transmission. Vaccinated people get infected. They may or may not have symptoms, and they're able to spread that to other people. Here's another article by a Dr. Bart Klassen, C-L-A-S-S-E-N, published in Trends in Internal Medicine. U.S. COVID vaccines proven to cause more harm than good based on pivotal clinical trial data analyzed using the proper scientific endpoint, all case severe morbidity. There's a variety of ways to look when you do a study at the outcomes that you're trying to study. And one way is to look at all the cases of morbidity, meaning injury, illness that's associated with the disease or the vaccination. And that's what this study gets at. And what they're saying is that when you look at the injuries caused by vaccinations, the ability of the vaccine to reduce the clinical symptoms and so forth, this author's conclusion is that they may actually be causing more harm than good. Yet what are we doing? We're mandating the vaccine for everybody and their mother. Literally.
And mandating that they get a third shot as a booster because it's not working. And what are we going to get to the fourth and the fifth? How many of these additional shots are we going to get? This is the definition of stupidity, to keep repeating the same thing that doesn't work. We're learning nothing. Absolutely nothing. The vaccines have been so successful, we have to do them a second and a third time. I mean, this right. Doesn't pass the sniff test.
Exactly. And in a study out of Israel showed they're only about 39% effective against the Delta variant. It's crazy.
Wait a minute. I heard that they were 94% effective, Jeff.
And apparently 100% effective in children. Nope, out of Israel. Israel's about 4 or 5 months ahead of us in mass vaccinating everybody. And that's why we're seeing in Israel most of the hospitalizations are people that are very, very sick. Most of the hospitalizations in COVID patients in Israel, it's like 75% are vaccinated people. And the studies in Israel, not by some random researchers, but this is actually by the health ministry, the government themselves doing these studies, 39% effective against Delta infection. So yeah, let's just keep doing it. Every 6 months, just get another booster. Put yourself at risk of vaccine injury and consequences with very little efficacy against this virus in and of itself. So what's the solution?
Can I suggest an alternative? Yeah, how about an alternative solution, Jeff? How about we all just stop this inevitable march of lemmings off the cliff of mass vaccinations and endless boosters. How about we just put a pause button on that and pull the electric cord out of the wall and actually start doing something about preventive medicine and treating ourselves when we do get sick with actually approved and safe drugs.
I love it. And I saw a recent job board for helping to get people hired that do not want to be vaccinated. And I love that idea as well. The solutions are out there. We can use the technology. Don't get bullied or coerced into doing something that you know from a common sense standpoint you shouldn't be doing.
Hold your ground.
Hold your ground.
Maintain reason and rationality.
Absolutely. Mark, great to be with you again. Informed Dissent, informeddissentmedia.com. You can learn more about us. Share the podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
You've been listening to Informed Dissent with Dr. Jeff Barkey, board-certified primary care physician, and Dr. Mark McDonald, board-certified child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist. Informed Dissent, the intersection of healthcare and politics.